Hey Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about the way is surrender. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Exodus 35:1-36:19, Psalm 22:16-21, Proverbs 5:11-14, and Matthew 27:1-23. We're going to be talking today about the way is surrender. Proverbs 5:12 is our focal passage today, which says, "How I hated discipline, and how my heart despised correction." How do we go into controlling our strong urges? Do we push them under? No, for as Hadfield said, repressed instincts are like bad boys who, when put out of the class, retaliate by throwing stones at the windows. It's better to keep the bad boys in class and teach them to direct their energies to better uses. If the answer is not to be found in repression, then it is to be found in expression. Shall we give free rein to the urges within us? Absolutely not, for that would lead us into a deeper bondage. Shall we try to eliminate them? By no means, process, can these driving urges be eliminated? But put them out of the door, and they climb back in through the window, often in disguise. The philosophies of Buddhism are built on the idea that we can eliminate instincts and wipe out desire. A Buddhist monk was asked by a missionary, "What is your desire?" "Nothing." "Where are you going?" "Nowhere." "Where have you come from?" "Nowhere." He wanted to be blank, but not quiet. He ardently desired to be blank, so desire was still there, turned toward the absence of desire. If we can't eliminate the driving urges, we shouldn't repress or suppress them, or express and release them. Then what can we do? We must allow the Holy Spirit to take them over. Our urges are properly fulfilled only when we are surrendered to the will of God. When we allow the Holy Spirit to get into the driving seat of our personalities, then we are in safe hands. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we ask that you help us to move over and let your Spirit do the steering. These urges that are within each one of us are too strong for us to handle. And from now on, you be the driver. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Numbers chapter 11, verses 1 through 9, Ecclesiastes 6, 7, 1 Corinthians 10, 6, and Ephesians 2:3, and keep these two questions in mind. What was the problem of the children of Israel? And two, what did they fail to see? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.